Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamplett, Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a buddy quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamplett and Sidgwick to look ahead to Monday Night Raw. And Sidge, I am so glad we sat through the however bloody long of tag team turmoil to lead us to tonight, where the WWE Championship's on the line.
Who won the turmoil last week?
Bobby Lashley and MVP, but they've changed around now, so the World Championship's on the line because they're scared of Dynamite's ratings.
I mean, that's why the match exists. I'd need Dave Meltzer. I buried him. I love Dave Meltzer. But I'd need him to tell me that they've done a panic move. This is hilarious. What's your secret weapon, guys? They're chasing our demos. They're going to get the same rights for you if this continues. What's the secret weapon? Randy Orton in the main event, brother. I mean, funny, Randy Orton does new move that needle because it's a bad strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a finish.
No, I was going to say this match is still being advertised for Extreme Rules. So
yeah, you're not going to get a finish. And MVP is going to interfere. There's going to be some kind of schmals also involving Riddle. I know that this match is going to happen again. I know that the match that is going to happen again is theoretically, given the fact that it's on the peep, is going to be more action-packed. They're going to put more work into it. It's going to be more definitive in some way or another. Which begs the question, why am I going to watch it tonight? That's not rhetorical, Wilborn. Ask us why and don't say it because it's your job.
Okay.
Put yourself in the mind, and it's a horrible place. Put yourself in the mind of a WWE fan.
AEW could never. Okay, God, I've just about got my mindset.
God, right, that's...
It's funny that it's Orton and Lashley, isn't it? Because they're probably like jabroni marks that work themselves into a shoot. It's like, well, we're going to have to hotshot this to get the number back. It's like, hotshot what? Like a valueless title between two wrestlers that aren't proven draws. Oh, don't give it away. Like they're going to do this at the pay-per-view. And then is it not possible that they'll do MVP and Lashley versus RK-Bro for the belts at the pay-per-view as well, in that rich history of people working double duty in September, like when Seth and Braun defended the belts and fought each other? Or British...
Randy Orton, that it'd be like, I'm seeing double here. 12 Randy Orton.
10, one for each jizz-covered finger in two handshakes. Like there, it's not, it's a Dungeon of Doom main event. It's not hard. Like I know they're giving it away tonight to try and draw a number, but from who? Who? Because I don't know anyone extra that would like, call your friends, give them another reason not to watch Raw.
It's also the first night of Monday Night Football, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So that's probably another desperation, but reason why for this desperation move.
Good. Good. More desperation, more burn through your rubbish, the quicker it'll just go into ash.
It won't, though, man. It's like you like your symptoms references, Sidgwick. It's like the Springfield tire fire. It'll never go out. It'll just carry on burning and stink.
So we're all agreed that this match isn't getting a finish.
It ain't getting a finish.
No chance.
It probably won't be very good. And
it'll be given far too much time.
At the very least, what I expect, my base expectations for WWE Extreme Rules is that I might see an ephemerally satisfying table breakage. And at present, there's no Extreme Rules matches on the card. So here's what happens, or here's what should happen, is that Bobby Lashley should get counted out. And then they say, hang on, Bobby, it's not going to be that easy at Extreme Rules because you're going to be in a no count out match, whatever anodyne bollocks they put forward. They'll basically do some kind of no finish that'll build to, well, this one's got no rules. So how are you going to do a no finish yet? Well, we'll find a way. We often do.
So and I, for one, cannot wait for a spear through the barricade and a broken table. I cannot wait. I love those spots every week. Love them.
Also, I love the fact that because of the calendar shifting around, we're going to have Extreme Rules. And then in about 2 months' time, or 2.5 months' time, TLC, baby, you've never seen anything like this before. It's like, yes, I have. Literally. Oh, my God. Anyway, but it's not the only title on the line, is it, tonight, Michael Hamflett? Because we are getting a United States Open challenge by Damian Priest, despite the fact he's going to defend that title at Extreme Rules against Sheamus. If this is Sheamus who comes out, by the way, I'm anticipating that's not going to be the case. Could this Hamflett be the return of Elias, but this time you got a hat?
I don't know. Yeah, Malibu Elias finally makes his return. It could be, I suppose. I'll take it because I haven't got anybody better. I like Damian Priest and I don't want him to fail. Genuinely don't want him to fail. I'm not sure if that's because of how good his work is or just because how much of a collector's item it is that there's been a guy that's been around since January that they haven't screwed up in September. Like, that feels so rare. Like, it just feels so rare that somebody could still be over and he survived some of, like, the worst bits as well. Not just any old nonsense from the pandemic era. Like, he was in the infamous zombie match. He's feuded with Miz and Morrison for the entire duration of his WWE run up until about 3 weeks ago. And he has okay matches. Maybe this week, because he couldn't get it last week, maybe Drew answers the open challenge and it continues this slightly bitter, this bitter arsehole swing that he's taken lately. Understandably so, you know, they're doing this thing where, like, he's kind of been cheated out of a few things and he's within his rights to be getting a little bit more narked. So he thinks, well, I'll just take this. Thanks very much. And they have a handshake at the start, but then it gets a little bit rough around the edges. And Drew is showing a little bit of, he's willing to take a couple of shortcuts because he can't obviously fight for the title. So he might as well fight for this. And then Sheamus gets involved and it doesn't have a finish.
If this happens, then I'm already on the edge with WWE. This is the thing, like, they'll beat each other up and Drew McIntyre always puts in a shift. But I'll be so bored, man. I'll be so bored and I'll be so on the edge of hating all of this that I might have to say goodbye to my last. get the air.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. I think there might be a title switch. I think they might put it on Drew with a heel turn potentially even here. And then maybe you set that up as a triple threat because he's got his rematch or something like that. Yeah, 100%. But it's not going to stop them, is it? Or I was thinking something along the lines of plucky underdog, let's say Ricochet, answers this open challenge and it's a fair fight between the two men and Ricochet just isn't quite good enough. Then he gets his head cooked in shoulders by Sheamus post-match, because we have to remind everyone that he's the bastard in this feud.
Well, here's the thing, though. Speaking generally, you advertise an open challenge, and you think, oh, open. Sounds tit. You could get a returning name.
Mm-hmm.
You could get someone from NXT. You could get a brand-to-brand invitational. You can get some kind of break from the monotony, and it's going to feel more monotonous in my voice.
Well, let's move on rapidly to
an open challenge is funny in this universe. It's like the forbidden doors are just those swinging ones from a Western saloon. Like, walk through wherever you want, nobody cares. Sorry.
Let's move on, Sige, to, I mean, a WrestleMania main event worthy match that's definitely not going to be given that sort of pomp and ceremony between Charlotte Flair and Shayna Baszler, because this is just going to be a running back, effectively, of Nia and Shayna can't get along, yet inexplicably they're still a team and hang around at ringside for each other.
Yeah, they lost the titles a long time ago. They shouldn't be hanging around together. They, in fact, were not hanging around together until they decided to blow off a feud that people forgot was simmering because no one cares. I'm expecting rinse repeat from last week. As those words came out of my mouth, that just sums up the entirety of this program that I'm cursed to watch every single Tuesday morning when I could just, like, 6:30, 7:00, that's not lying. I mean, it is for me, but it shouldn't be. It's tragic that I'm wishing I could wake up and at 7:00 I have to watch this. Nia Jax is going to be seconded to the ring. No, Nia Jax is going to be the second to the ring. And she's going to do things like eventually get on the apron. And Shayna, watch out for this attack. What attack? The one that's, you know, the one's going to happen right now. They are going to beat you over the head with the same pummeling concussive force as a Nia Jax strike. With the story beat, that is, these two can't get along and they're trying to neg each other into making mistakes. And if you don't get it, you'll grasp it by the end of the match.
Or, Hamflet, could we get a bit of LTST here? Because let's not forget, Shayna Baszler, yes, is in this match and she's got the whole issues going on with Nia Jax. But let's not forget who Charlotte Flair appears to be shaping up to defend her title against next. So could we see the return of... in this match,
I think we could. That's getting better with the delay. Yeah, if you're looking at Shayna Baszler's WWE win-loss record, you're looking at the wrong record. You need to be looking at how well she did getting locked in a room with a doll, which is to say not very well. As soon as Lily appears on the screen, who's going to be more shaken? Is it going to be champion Charlotte Flair currently embroiled in a feud with the doll, or is it going to be Shayna Baszler, former victim of the doll? Maybe the doll will appear at ringside and Charlotte will just go be like, I'm not scared of this, and just go to throw it in the fans. And Shayna will be like, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not, leave it. It's not worth it. And it'll be like trying to break up a pub fight between the two or something like that. It's absolutely going to be that. It's going to be Alexa Bliss and Lily in the arena on the Titantron, hidden away under the ring for a big lights on, lights off, lights on reveal. And I would expect Shayna Baszler to get the win over reigning women's champion Charlotte Flair because of Alexa's mind games, which, because wrestlers can only be involved in one feud at a time, miraculously no longer affect Baszler in the slightest. It's going to be the mind games that once were causing her to question everything about her life and run away from Alexa Bliss. She's now not bothered. She's in the Nia Jax thing, so she is blind to the powers of Lily. It's rubbish, this. It is rubbish. I'm talking about wrestling, I'm trying to sell wrestling, and I'm boring myself talking about it.
Lily tried to kill Shayna Baszler. Not only does this disrupt our understanding of the material world, but, like, Lily sucks. She's not even a good, evil doll. Like, she failed to kill Shayna Baszler. She didn't get a heat back on Eva Marie when Eva Marie slapped her silly. Charlotte Flair is going to continue to no-sell her tonight if, in fact, she makes an appearance. Lily is useless. Like, and, you know what I mean? It's not just this stupid gimmick. It's not just this rubbish stuff. Like, the character is, like, rubbish.
She can't work.
She can't work. She's, there's, if there's any thing that you're meant to take this frightening supernatural doll seriously, who can wink and kill folk, just rubbish. why do people watch this? You know what, right? I'll watch certain editions of NXT. And do they not do pitcher and pitcher breaks on Raw? They just not do? Do they do them?
Occasionally, I seem to remember.
For whatever reason, whenever I watch it on Watch Wrestling, like, whenever I watched it on Sky Sports, right? Yeah. On Sky Sports the other week, was down, just wasn't working. So I watched my WWE programming for work on this thing that someone sent me. I will never use it again.
Yeah.
And I watched, like, they did the picture-in-picture commercials for NXT. And they, did an advert for Raw next week. Like, Raw next week, will the thing that was teased in the main event actually happen? And I'm thinking, oh, wow. This is a television show. I know I watch it as a TV show every single week, but I'm thinking, it just became more clear when I was watching it advertised on USA Network on a different program. It's Monday Night Raw time at 8 o'clock, whatever it is, next week. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah. It just brings into focus that this is actually making it to telly. It's not just something that magically appears on my phone that I have to review. Like, this is a television program. This is a television program that people pay loads of money for.
That first where they were slowing down like ricochets, moonsault over it. It's like, it's a doll with bad fundamentals. Must be Monday.
Bad fundamentals.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, let's move on and talk about someone who's slightly better than Lily. Natalia. She's amazing. She's wrestling Rhea Ripley tonight in the ongoing Can an Odd Couple Win the Tag Title story, which we haven't seen anywhere else, Michael. How do you see this one playing out? Apart from Natalia failing to put on a sharpshooter correctly.
Better than you will ever give it credit for in your life, Wilborn, is how I see this playing out. Rhea Ripley has a habit Oh, man. Natalia strikes me as the sort of person that will have very good chemistry with Rhea Ripley, is I think what I want to say. Every now and then, out of nowhere,
I mean nowhere
because, like, Rhea Ripley is just...
Last week. They literally wrestled last week.
He was on holiday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
When you went off on holiday.
I barely watched all of Dynamite. I don't know, Rhea Ripley, because she's just booked into oblivion all the time. That's her life now. She's a WWE superstar. It was the same when she was in back end of NXT run. It's happened ever since. Every now and then, like the Charlotte match at the pay-per-view, she has something that you just didn't see coming. Maybe this will be that. You know, like the tag team match won't be any good. Odd couple tag team that don't deserve a shot, get a shot, win the belts, because they're going to win the belts. What do you want? What do you want, honestly? It's Rhea Ripley versus Natalia. Like, maybe they'll lob some bombs. Like, Natalia will do that, like, sub Christian Cage. Oh, I'm here for the wrestlers as much as I'm here for the fans. It's like, oh, I can't find any fans. But, you know, maybe it'll be all right.
I think what's going to happen here is they're going to have a match. Rhea Ripley's going to pin Natalya so they can continue the, oh, these people have got the number of the tag team champions. But I think Tamina is going to attack Nikki A.S.H., who's going to be at ringside, and she's going to throw her, and she's going to be wearing a cape. And then next week, we're going to do some commentary where they go like, you didn't think you could fly? Now you can. Look at this. Each on the, you know, ringside. God damn it.
That famous Texan Tamina. Oh, I tell you what, god damn it.
Got new accent just dropped. In a desperate bid to make this halfway interesting, new accent is just dropped. One thing about Tamina Snuka. Where's poor phone panels? Piss poor fun of man.
Piss poor. She can't fight, but man, she can ride a horse. So I can already, tomorrow, like, I can already hear. But we're, yeehaw, it's Tamina. ain't nobody meaner in this town.
Everything meaner in Texas. Oh man, it's Rhea Ripley versus Natalya, man.
That's the most ill-fitting wrestling cowboy since Bret Hart, and it's Tamina.
Like, Natalya has been defeated as a tag team champion like four times on SmackDown. Just do that match and get it over with. I can't take her seriously. Oh my god, they get a championship opportunity. Who cares?
Oh, with Tamina's tag team partner.
Hey, you keep getting.
You got deep. Like.
If you keep getting.
Oh, like deep, smack-
get back on a horse.
SmackDown's the good show. You've got Noxie and Shots going around in a tank like Bulldog in 99. Where's my title shot?
I just. I love like taking a knock. Shotzi and Nox are now like from Lancashire. Where's my title shot?
Where's my title shot?
Tell you what, when you have that title shot, you're in a greatly power disadvantage.
That's why I had a title shot, because we're bizarre. They are actually bizarre, I suppose. They run around in a
tank. Have green hair.
He throws a bin at Adam Pearce.
Right. Let's talk about the main event of this show. It's an 8-man tag match. The New Day, Mansoor and Mustafa Ali versus AJ Styles, Omos, Kluber and Mace. And less the result of this match, I want to know, Hamlet, will they even remember?
It's Reagan!
And the fact that Mustafa Ali and T-Bar and Mace used to be friends.
No, because it's weird that they haven't in all the interactions they've already had. Like, there's been no sort of moment where T-Bar looks at Mustafa Ali for just a second and be like, I remember this. I remember these days. Like he did every time he shared a screen with Keith Lee in NXT, desperate to work himself back into a big match. Maybe he could have been his manager. But like, there's no acknowledgement of retribution, of any of that sort of stuff. But I continue to quite like Mansoor and Mustafa Ali's development. It's really not bad. And I'll take that one little thing from this otherwise pointless clandestine booking.
I don't know why they're doing this. It's going to go like 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
I don't know why they're doing this. But in answer to your question, they won't remember retribution. I get the feeling that Mustafa Ali is quite good at like adding little wrinkles that he knows they won't give a toss about or even be aware of in this match. Like, he might give a little glance. Like, Mustafa Ali cares a lot about his craft and for some reason his career, even though it's doomed. I reckon they'll do a spot that Ali will just try and slip in there. It's 2021. We have been back in front of fans for about 2 months now, and you're asking questions about retribution on the Raw preview. What does that tell you?
He's going to distract the heels by jumping on his back and pretending he's got like a flea infestation or whatever it was.
I tell you what, I'm doing an article in the process of being written as we speak about who's the worst wrestler every year between 1990 and 2021. And I'm watching Kurgan. Eight entry, and he sounds exactly the same as T-Bar. This match against Crush, And he does like this back body drop. It's like, right, okay, oh, come on, I'm not very good at this. And he, like, it's the slowest, most awkward back body drop you've ever seen. And Kurgan, bless him, he knows he's useless as well. Like, he actually turns around, checks that he's actually landed on his back. And it's like, you know, we'll see him breathe a sigh of relief. Then he goes to the hard camera and goes, yeah, it's T-Ball. Like, T-Ball's Kurgan. I've worked it out.
Who do you think wins this one?
Okay.
Hamlet.
No, not bothered. They're baby faces. Why not?
Does somebody pin? I forgot who the tag team titles. I was going to say, did someone pin Styles or Moss to get a title shot? They're not even the champions.
No, it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter?
No. I think Styles is probably getting the pin, though. I look at the rest of the guys in this match. If the baby faces are winning, which I think they are, they ain't pinning over T-Bar or Mace.
Pin Mace.
Who gives a pin T-Bar?
Yeah, all right, T-Bar. Who gives a shit about T-Bar?
All we know is Big Joel's going to be all right. That's the main thing. Finally, Sige. It's a world title match on tonight, and it was referenced just casually on SmackDown this week. Could this be the night that Big E cashes in Money in the Bank?
Like, I respect your brass-necked brazen attempts at engagement.
Uh-huh.
There'll be people out there, and they should be fans of Big E, right? There'll be people out there who might click on the link and think, oh, they're talking about my man Big E.
Yeah.
Oh, God, might you get one step closer to superstardom, megastardom by winning the title? I'll see what the guys at What Culture find out. No one is bannering off the prospect because you shouldn't be asking the question. You should know about that.
It's a world, like, at the end of the day, in reality, there is a world title match going on with a guy who, if he loses or gets, you know, screwed out of it, could easily snap and RKO his opponent out of nowhere and leave him laying in the ring. Big E literally referenced Bobby Lashley on SmackDown with his briefcase. So you're telling me there's a chance?
It's 4 o'clock. Hamlet's got to go home. He's not cashing in. You can follow me at M. Sidgwick.
Hamlet, is he cashing in?
Of course he's not. Whenever you ask one of these questions, all I think is bullet point detected, because I know you just need to include that on the podcast preview. I'm at Michael Hamlet.
Are you telling me there's a chance?
Follow me
at Adam Will, follow us all at What Culture WWE, and make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcast from for daily wrestling podcasts. Our reviews of Rampage and SmackDown are available right now, and if you subscribe, our Raw review will be there tomorrow, complete with a 5-star review of something short, crap and wrestling related as well. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.